We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And last week we took a look at our under-the-radar players for the 2020 season for Penn State on offense. This week, as promised, we're going to go to the other side of the ball. We're going to look at the defense and try to pick out some of our under-the-radar players. Dustin, I am going to give you the honor of going first. Who do you got top of your list? I know that's a little different. I usually jump in with my picks because I don't want you to grab mine, but it's up to you. You go first.
How very generous of you. Well, I don't know if there's one prime guy. Let me say Marquise Wilson at cornerback. You know, I know he's a guy who burned his redshirt last year. He came on in the second half of the year. Go back to the tape when we've talked about him on this show before he arrived at Penn State. I said he was the best. He had the best ball skills of any cornerback that James Franklin recruited. And I think that we started to see that last year. And I think 2020 could really be the year where, you know, you get a guy in there and they've got a lot of cornerback options. So it's kind of like, you know, we discussed that wide receiver last week, the number of options that could fall into this category. But with Wilson, he's sort of on the radar, but I think he's got a lot of upside that hasn't been tapped yet. And it will be nice to maybe shift from, you know, I like John Reed. I like Tariq Castro Fields. Are those guys that are true ball hawk type players at cornerback? And the answer is no. I mean, Penn State has not had a lot of these types of guys. And Marquise Wilson goes near the top of the list for breakouts for me because he brings that skill that has been lacking at Penn State. He's a guy who you could conceivably see, if it's not this season, at some point in his future, as being a five interception kind of guy in a year. And Penn State has needed that tremendously. You talk about getting off the field, you know, allowing third down conversions and not getting stopped, bending a lot without breaking. That's a good thing. But sometimes you need that unexpected change of momentum, that unexpected change of field position. And that, you know, that play comes from turnovers and takeaways, and getting those in the passing game is something Marquise Wilson can do.
And he was on my list also, Dustin. And I think again, in that defensive backfield, there's opportunities. And what was interesting to see, these guys aren't completely under the radar because they got some playing time last year, but I'm not sure Marquise Wilson was given his due. And I'm with you, high expectations. And if you team him up with Keaton Ellis, now I don't think we could call Keaton Ellis under the radar guy, but another guy who played as a true freshman and showed some skills that you could see those two guys going into their true sophomore seasons as being guys who will be factors for multiple years for this team. So I'm with you on that. I'm going to name another guy who you mentioned him earlier, and that's Jaquan Brisker. And again, he's not totally under the radar, but he gave us some indication that he could be a playmaker also. He could be a ball hawk, to use your words. And I'm not sure his name gets comes up enough times. I think he's a guy who's going to come up big this coming season.
I think the two players that we named, outside of Micah Parsons and maybe one or two of the defensive ends, you know, these are the guys who have the most, you know, game-changing potential. You know, Brisker showed that at Lackawanna College, you know, with being used as a chess piece all over the defense, and sacks and tackles for loss and forced fumbles and interceptions. He's got that part of his game, and so does Marquise Wilson. You look at two names to circle on the back end of the defense who can really make a huge impact with those plays. Those are the two guys. I like Lamont Wade, but I think Brisker's got a little bit more potential as far as that goes. So yeah, I'm all for that. And I think at cornerback, the list goes on. You know, Daquan Hardy, Joey Porter Jr. You mentioned Keaton Ellis. These are guys, you know, one of these guys is going to be a starter opposite Treecaster Fields, but they're going to be deep there with young, hungry talent. And I think that could ultimately be a good thing on the back end of the defense. Looking at the defensive line, you know, I think we'd be remiss to not name at least one defensive end, at least one defensive tackle. I'll start with the tackles where, you know, Judge Culpepper looks like he's entrenched into that, you know, the top four in that rotation. We started to see him a little bit last year. I think that it was enough to build on and believe that he can give some really, really quality reps at that tackle spot behind the projected starters, Antonio Shelton and PJ Mustipher. Somebody's got to emerge that's not those two guys. And I like Judge Culpepper to do it. Fred Hansard is another good pick, but I think he's on the radar.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. And again, what I'm finding on defense, when we're looking for under-the-radar guy, they rotate so many players in that we're probably picking guys who, you know, they're not unknown names, but just probably underappreciated, and we think they're going to start to step up this year. And I'm going to go defensive end then, and I'm going Adisa Isaac. And again, he's not an unknown guy, but when I see these guys playing as true freshmen, the way, you know, we talked about Marquise Wilson and Keaton Ellis as cornerbacks, and they were playing as true freshmen. Same thing, Adisa Isaac saw the field as a true freshman. That tells me what the coaching staff sees from these guys, and I look for a much bigger role from him this year. And I'm not sure, you know, we've all been waiting for Jason Owe to come up and use those great skills, physical skills that he has. But I'm thinking Adisa Isaac is also another guy who's going to make huge strides this year and be a major factor at that defensive end position.
I think his career... you know, it's hard to I don't want to project the expectations of being Yutor Gross Matos, but I think his frame and his approach to the position are similar. His career arc, you know, as being a guy who played as a freshman but didn't make splash plays then, who was able to use that experience to really make a leap as a sophomore. That is a real possibility for Adisa Isaac, and I like him a lot. I think when it comes to that DN rotation, he is a big time key. You know, I think if you're going to have a rotation where you can cycle guys in as much as they want to cycle guys in, you're going to need a guy like Adisa Isaac to have a big year. And I think there's a good chance that he does that. You know, I'm not sure if there's a lot of other real breakout candidates beyond Owe and Adisa Isaac, but you know, Nick Tarburton has not been visible at all since he moved to defensive end. And it's easy to forget about a guy in that situation. But the fact of the matter is, players have emerged from, you know, more obscure positions than he has. He's still there. He's worth remembering. And then Smith Vilbert, you know, at 6'6", 266, you know, he'll be a redshirt freshman. I liked him on film coming out of New Jersey as a prospect. There might be an opportunity for him when you're looking at, you know, the 5 and 6 spots in that DN rotation. Can he do something with them early enough in the year to change his spot in the rotation? There are some other interesting names there that are a little off the beaten path at the end spots.
And again, like you said, there will be a couple opportunities there to get into the rotation. It's not, gee, we're just going to play the two starters. No, your third, fourth, even fifth defensive end and tackle come into play. And that's where you look for who are those young guys that they're starting to plug in there. And that's why I think, you know, like an Adisa Isaac and a Keaton Ellis, these guys that we saw as true freshmen getting on the field, that's a foreshadowing of what we're going to see the following year. And even if you didn't see huge splash plays, just the fact that they're seeing the field at such a young age, that tells you something. All right. Now, I'm going to flip over to the linebacker position, Dusty, and it's easy there, excuse me, to talk about, you know, the stars, Micah Parsons, who's already a star. You talk about Brandon Smith, who we think has all the tools to become the next star at linebacker. We've also talked a pretty lot about Lance Dixon and all the talent that he has as a, what, he was a five-star also, I believe, coming in. But, and in the linebacker group, we also have, we think Ellis Burks will step up as the starting middle linebacker. But I want to mention Jesse Lucada as a guy who seems to have gotten forgotten in all of this. We don't hear his name, and I believe it's so much because of all the other talent at the position. Would you be surprised if Jesse Lucada stepped up and got some real playing time and impressed this year?
Well, that was a question I was going to ask you was, you know, what do you expect to unfold at linebacker? I think, you know, it's safe to expect that Ellis Burks is probably your starter in the middle. It's safe to say that Brandon Smith has a real chance to fully break out. But where did Jesse Lucada fit in? You know, that's a big question because I like what he does. How many guys are they going to rotate? You know, you could tell me that Lance Dixon's going to make a splash. You can tell me that Lucada's going to make a splash, and I would believe all of it. I think that that is a really good sign of having a strong position group is that, you know, realistically, this thing could go any number of directions, but they're proven enough at those spots to think that they're going to be strong at linebacker. And then, you know, if Lucada forces the issue and forces his way on the field, that's a good thing. If Lance Dixon forces his way on the field, that's a good thing. So they've got a lot of good options at linebacker. And Lucada, you know, I don't know whether he's on the radar, off the radar, whatever. He hasn't been a primary focal point. Even last year, we were talking about Brandon Smith more than we were about him. So he's going to be a real asset in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of how big a role he plays. One last thing I'm just going to throw out there. Circling back to safeties, we don't know who the number four guy is. The number three job could be up in the air. Tyler Rudolph, who was a freshman last year, is worth watching to see if he's at a place where he can make an impact. Trent Gordon, he make a quick transition. There's going to be another safety in that group. I do like Tyler Rudolph to really to force that issue a little bit.
That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Remember, you could get all of our segments either at the KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or better yet, download our app, Keystone Sports. For Dustin, I'm Jim. Thanks for joining us.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you, so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.